Oh, my word! A fan asked what Blackbeard would say about Elton John, so he quarantined himself in his quarters all night watching the Rocketman's concerts. At first light, he went ashore without a word. Allow me to describe the outlandish captain that came back aboard this afternoon with a devilish grin and a glimmer in his eye. Obviously inspired by the flamboyant finery of Sir Elton himself. He ain't wearing no plain breeches and salt-stained coat today. Nay, instead of his usual tricorn, he dons a bejeweled captain's hat, ablaze with rhinestones, looking like a crown fit for the pirate king of glam. Perched atop it, a plume of neon pink ostrich feathers so grand it could make a parrot jealous. His long coat's no humble tarpaulin. 'Tis a sequined frock coat in molten gold, fluttering in the sea breeze like a flag of rebellion. The back, embroidered with a sparkly Jolly Roger in electric blue. Beneath, a billowy silk shirt open to the navel, showing off his chest hair like a lion's mane. His trousers are tight, tighter than a cannon barrel, in shimmering silver with stripes of stardust. Platform boots taller than the crow's nest, made of crushed velvet. Each heel shaped like a miniature cutlass. Every stomp shakes the deck like a broadside cannon blast. Oh, and around his neck, pearls, chains, and medallions big enough to anchor a dinghy. And his beard's braided with bits of colored glass and glinting gems. The man's beard be a chandelier of chaos. Here be the scene aboard the ship at sundown. As the moon rose over the heaving sea and the crew scrambled abaft with tankards in hand, Blackbeard burst from his cabin like a comet on fire. With his cutlass raised and a gleam in his eye, he belts out, "Saturday night's all right for fighting." He danced across the deck like a man possessed by Poseidon and Presley both. He swung from the rigging like a sequined siren of battle, boots clomping, coat flaring, and every note howling into the night air. Crewmen dropped their dice and grog in awe as he charged the helm, striking a pose with a musket in one hand and a goblet of rum in the other. 'Tis a sight not soon forgotten, I'll tell you that. A blend of cannon fire and glitter, a glam rock tempest on the high seas. And I, after a performance like that, not even the Kraken would dare interrupt the encore, a rousing anthem called "The Bitch Is Back." I finally managed to talk him down from the crow's nest to answer the question. So here he is, the flamboyant Blackbeard.
Ahoy there, me hearties, and welcome aboard the Captain Fantastic podcast, where the compass points to fortune, family, fine reading, and the secrets hidden deep within the treasure chests are your own questions. So batten down the hatches and ready your ears, mates. Pull up a barrel, pour a drink, whatever your poison, and let's set sail on another fine adventure with Reginald, piano man extraordinaire. So I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about Elton John? That be Sir Elton John to ye landlubbers. Sir Elton John was knighted by none other than Queen Elizabeth II herself back in the year 1998. It be on the 24th of February that he received the honor as Knight Bachelor for his grand contributions to music and charity. Elton John's career be like a legendary voyage across the musical seas, spanning decades and leaving a wake of awe and admiration in its path. His performances be like grand expeditions, drawing crowds far and wide to witness his musical prowess. Many a famous soul have sung his praises. Here be a few treasures, words from great folks about the man himself. Billy Joel, a fellow piano master and sailor of the pop seas, said, "He's one of the greatest performers I've ever seen, and one of the most talented songwriters in the history of music." Old Billy and Elton have shared the stage on many a tour, like two captains sailing the high seas together. From the intimate taverns to the grandest of stages, Elton John's music be a treasure trove of melodies and stories that resonate with audiences of all ages. His songs be like ancient sea shanties, weaving tales of love, loss, and adventure that speak to the soul. Ed Sheeran, a young troubadour of today's music waves, says, "Elton's been a mentor to me, always giving advice and supporting me since the beginning." Sir Elton's generosity be known across the music world, helping young artists navigate their own seas. And his flamboyant style, aye, it be as bold and daring as any pirate's flag flying high above the mast. From his extravagant costumes to his electrifying performances, Elton John be a true showman, captivating audiences with every note and flourish. Lady Gaga, a kindred spirit of flamboyance and musical flair, says, "Elton's a legend and a trailblazer. He's taught me about self-expression and staying true to who you are. As for his stadium-packing career, 'tis a testament to the enduring power of his music and the profound impact he's had on generations of fans. To fill arenas and stadiums year after year be no small feat, but Elton John be a captain of the highest order, steering his ship through the waters of fame and fortune with grace and aplomb." Freddie Mercury, a pirate of the stage in his own right, once spoke of Elton with deep admiration, saying they shared a love for performance and a kindred flair for the dramatic. Though Freddie's words be more like whispers in the wind now, the respect between these two captains be known far and wide. In the annals of musical history, Elton John be a titan, his legacy etched upon the very fabric of the world stage. And like a seasoned mariner returning from a voyage across the seas, he leaves behind a legacy that will endure long after the final curtain falls. He be having more hits than a pirate ship be having cannonballs. Rod Stewart, an old mate and rival in jest, said, "Elton's sense of humor and his showmanship are second to none. He's been a dear friend and a worthy adversary. These two scallywags have been pranking and teasing each other for decades, friends and rivals on the same course. So for a while now, me and the crew have been cruising about the Côte d'Azur, the famed French Riviera, a place where the sun kisses the sea and even the wind seems to whisper sweet serenades. And I, none other than Sir Elton John himself, has been known to drop anchor around these golden sands. He owns a grand estate up in the hills of Nice, a perch so fine it'd make Neptune himself green with envy. It's said he hosts feasts fit for royalty, lavish affairs, not unlike a pirate's revelry. Though I dare say, they swap rum for champagne and sea shanties for serenades on a baby grand. Now, for a pirate crew, I'd reckon Elton John's songs with a swashbuckling spirit and a sense of adventure would be the ones that set their hearts racing and their spirits soaring. Saturday night's all right for fighting. This rollicking anthem be like a call to arms for a crew ready to raise a little. Ah, Cain, in the taverns and on the high seas. Its energetic beat and rebellious lyrics would surely get the crew fired up for whatever mischief lies ahead. Crocodile Rock. Aye, this be a tune to get the crew dancing on the deck under the stars. Its infectious rhythm and catchy chorus be like a spell cast upon the crew, drawing them together in a joyous celebration of life and camaraderie. Rocket Man. Though not a traditional pirate tune, this song be imbued with a sense of wanderlust and longing that be familiar to any sailor with dreams of distant shores. Its soaring melody and poignant lyrics be like a balm for the soul on those long nights at sea. I'm Still Standing. This anthem of resilience and defiance be perfect for a crew facing down the trials and tribulations of life on the high seas. Its uplifting message and triumphant melody be like a rallying cry for those who refuse to be cowed by the storms of fate. These be but a few of Elton John's songs that I reckon would appeal to pirates, for they capture the essence of adventure, camaraderie, and the indomitable spirit that be inherent to the pirate's life. There ye have it. Elton John be a true treasure among men, respected by all who've crossed his path. A beacon of light, showing others how to sail with style, heart, and a bit of glitter. Now follow his lead and set sail to make your own mark on the world. With a tip of me ostrich feather hat, this be Blackbeard signing off.